Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brooks and Jeweler time check 7:50. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock at WCCO. Brooks and Jeweler's great place to bring your watch. Three full-time watchmakers right there. Master watchmakers right in-house. So nothing has to be sent out at all. Or maybe you bring in your old one. You want to do a little trade, and you can do that as well at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington, right off that 98th Street exit. A busy morning this morning again. If you're flying internationally, at least three concerts by overseas performers I see now have been canceled in Hong Kong as these protesters are still forcing the city's airport to suspend all our operations. This is day number two now. But there are a couple of bands, big bands, that called off upcoming events because of what's going on. And the airport protests are, as you know, part of that escalation in the summer of demonstrations they've had aimed at what many in Hong Kong see as an increasing erosion of their freedoms. So that is what's taking place in their airport again today on day number two. So if you have some international travel plans, just be aware that that's going on as well. The other big story, of course, this morning that made news is numerous women have told the Associated Press that celebrated opera superstar Placido Domingo tried to pressure them into sexual relationships by dangling jobs and in some cases punishing them when they refused his advances. So you're going to hear more about that in the 8 o'clock news. That's only 9 minutes away. Also, there's still scrutiny of Epstein's death and the co-conspirators testify Jeffrey Epstein's death because they have intensified inquiries into what went wrong at that jail and who could still face charges in the case. So a lot of news this morning. We'll pass it all along for you here at the top of the hour. There's something, Jimmy, I know that intrigued you because of your daughters and this disturbing rise in young people, specifically teenagers, who need glasses because they think of excessive screen time.
Yeah, what a strange story. But if you think about it, how glued to the phones are the kids these days? Every time they are looking down, it's at their phone, at a computer screen. So it's, I guess, some kind of blue light or something that is making a big strain on their eyes.
In the United Kingdom, the percentage of 13 to 16-year-olds who need glasses has doubled in the past 7 years. That's pretty significant. So they think these eye problems among young people linked to excessive time spent staring at your screens. That leads to eye strain, of course, but then short-sightedness, you get blurred vision. The study also found that the average 13 to 16-year-old spends about 26 hours per week staring at a smartphone, playing video games, or watching TV. So I know you just called my optometrist.
I tried to get hold of your optometrist. Unfortunately, the optometrist was busy, probably doing screenings for school for kids.
She probably is. She's a good one, too. But anyway, so she sent us a little note on what they recommend over there with the yearly exams once a year through the school year, starting before school at age 4. Blue light from the electronic devices is leading to the aforementioned eye strain and the fatigue. And then, you know what happens there, and you hate this as a parent when you see this disruption in the sleep cycles for your kids. But she also said it's adults, too. But she said we do have a lot of kids that even use non-RX blue light filtering glasses now.
Yeah, but I'm guilty. I go to bed, I'm either playing a video game, I'm checking out Twitter, scrolling through Instagram, and yeah, it's a problem. I know a lot of people that put their phone on the nightstand and say, that's it. But me, I'm just like, oh, I'll check this out. I might miss something.
There's somewhere on the phone. I'm trying to find it as you and I are chatting about where you can go. This I have an iPhone, and I don't see it now. But where it tells you your screen time.
Yes, there is that. I'll have to look for it real quick here in the break.
Doc, how do I get that? Do you know?
That's in your settings, I believe. I'm afraid to look at mine.
Yeah, but sometimes you could just... You can flip something on here that shows you screen monitor.
Well, here.
I saw it yesterday.
We'll get this. Yeah, I'm sure it's in your settings, Steve.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Screen time.
Right.
Okay. I'm at for today. Just for example, for today, I'm already 25 minutes.
Well, yeah, but you're doing work.
Well,
you know, the rehearsal's at 2 in the morning. You have to get ready for that.
I'm not texting friends on the show.
No.
All right, maybe one. You're but anyway, it's 25 minutes. What are you at? Do you got your iPhone there?
Let's have a look here, Dave.
Swipe up.
Swipe up.
Not down.
Here we go. Screen time. I got it right here. Oh, my screen time isn't on. I didn't turn it on, Dave.
That's probably good. Jimmy, did you find yours?
I just turned mine on, too. But also on there, they have like a family screen time app where you can check on what your kids are doing. So that's a great little nugget that they have here on the iPhone.
Downtime away from screen. I'm going to set that. I'm setting that right now. Devin, have you checked yours? What do you got for screen time this morning?
I got a little bit longer than you guys, but I've been up. I've been here since 2. I'm at about an hour and a half. But I actually have some of those blue light
glasses
that I should be wearing right now because no one in my family wears glasses, but I need glasses. I went to the eye doctor. And
nobody has that now? Do you think it's maybe because you look at your phone too much?
Oh, I know it is. It's not. It's more so my computer.
Really?
And it's bad. But I do have those blue light glasses in my backpack. They're only like $25 off Amazon. And
well, thank goodness there's not many Kmarts around because they ran the blue light specials, and if you had those, you wouldn't even see it when you walked in the store.
Well, you really do notice when you wear that, your eye strain goes down. Your eyes feel less fatigued, but I just never wear them because I can't stand them.
I wonder if you can get them in prescription.
Well, I'm sure.
I would think so. Yeah. I could ask my good friend Dr. Kniefel about that. She would know. I wasn't even aware of them.
Either was I.
Yeah, I had a friend show me them.
Well, now I went up to 26 minutes because I left it on while I'm talking to you guys here. 26 minutes of screen time.
Again, Dave, that's work. That's work.
No, really. I do use the phone a lot for work stuff, but it's hard to get into too much social media.
You're not playing the marble game.
Hard to play an app on this show. Yes. It's the 756 of WCCO. So we got into this discussion about eye strain a little while ago, and Devin, what were you telling me that nobody in your family wears glasses? Yeah, but you're having a little bit of a vision issue?
Oh, yeah. I first started noticing it when I was watching, like, Wild games and stuff. I couldn't see the scoreboard. And went to the doctor, and he told me, he wrote me a prescription. Said, yeah, you have a lot of blurry, messed up eye vision. And recommended getting glasses and the Blu-ray glasses, which they don't really, you know, help you see better or anything, but they block the Blu-rays, which I guess is what is causing the damage.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about that, because that's interesting. In your family, with no history of that sort of thing, I'm going to bring in my eye doctor, Dr. Denise Kniefel, with us. Dr. Kniefel, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, we saw the story, and I thought about you instantly, about young people and teenagers and spending a lot of time each day on their phones. You have a couple of those at your house.
Absolutely.
But tell us about this. First thing, Devin said he got these RX blue light filtering glasses. I'd never heard about these before you told me about them. So can you explain those?
Sure, absolutely. So blue light is something that we're seeing damaging more and more patients' eyes, and actually not even damage necessarily, but just leading to loss of sleep. Blue light coming from devices, computers, cell phones, tablets, blue light doesn't allow our melatonin to cycle properly, so we're not getting the same signal to our brain that we're tired and that we should fall asleep. So people are losing sleep, they're getting more fatigue just from eye strain in general from blue light. We do a lot of blue light lenses here at the clinic, even for kids with no prescriptions in them. Glasses that they just wear when they're on their iPads at school, when they're looking at their devices at night, when they're on their phones for fun.
Now, we know that our kids do a lot of this, but what about us as adults? Do you see that with adults as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. Blue light glasses and computer lenses are one of the biggest glasses that I tell my patients. Someone will get them, and then I'll see their spouse or their friend or their coworker or their neighbor, because people say, I don't know how I live without those computer glasses.
Well, that's interesting. Get back to the sleep cycle, though, so that can disrupt that, huh?
Absolutely. So blue light doesn't allow our melatonin to cycle properly. Like I said, it inhibits the production of melatonin. And the sun is actually the biggest source of blue light. So in caveman days, when the sun sets and our melatonin goes up because we're not being stimulated by blue light, then that gives our brain a signal that we're tired and we should fall asleep. But now we're stimulating ourselves all night by devices, cell phones, tablets, computers. And so we're not cycling that melatonin properly.
What about, so now I'm just chatting with my buddy Devin here, and his family has no history of wearing glasses, and all of a sudden he's doing that, and he does admit he has spent a lot of time on the, you know, of that age where he has grown up with these things. Is that possible that that could have led to that or not?
You know, I'm not exactly certain about that. Honestly, I don't know if there's any studies. Certainly, we will see people that say I'm the first one in my family with any glasses. I don't know that I would say that that's definitely one-to-one attributed to the devices.
Hey, you know, I have a question for you, Dr. Kniefel.
Sure.
At what age should we bring our kids in for a yearly eye exam?
Well, we recommend annual exams through the school year starting at age 4. So that's our recommendation here. Certainly, if parents are seeing something unusual before then, absolutely, we're happy to see kids at any age. So.
All right. Well, thank you. That's just, I guess I hadn't thought a lot about that, but apparently it's an issue, big issue.
Yeah, it is a big issue. Like I said, both my kids wear those computer glasses. They don't have any prescriptions. Neither of my kids need a prescription, but they both wear them. My daughter especially thinks it helps with headaches. She's one to kind of get headaches if she doesn't use them. So we see a lot of benefit.
All right, Doc, have a great day over there. Appreciate you joining us here this morning. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, Dave. You too. Have a great day.
That is Dr. Denise Kniefel here on WCCO. Happens to be my eye doctor, as a matter of fact. It is 8:13 at WCCO. Do I have to break yet, Devin? Okay, all right. Just start. That conversation's so interesting to me, though, that, you know, as much time as we do the screen time, I really do like, and I mentioned that last half hour, I like that little thing on my phone that tells me how much screen time I'm using. And inevitably, you always want to deny it.
Yeah.
So you're saying, oh, well, no, I didn't look at it that long, but facts are facts.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're thinking, there's no way I could have spent 4 hours on my phone today.
No.
That's fascinating that it interferes with your sleep, too.
Yeah, not good. So as you know, you've been getting up at about 3 or 2:30 in the morning joining us here this week. Good to have you here, though.
Thank you.
How many people, I wonder, out there take their kids for yearly eye exams? And have you had to get glasses early on? I did as a young kid. I remember I had glasses when I was real young and then went away from them for a long time. Text us at 651-989-9226, if, as always, if you want to add anything to the show. It is, 8:14 now. Okay, I've rambled too long, like Led Zeppelin. Ramble on. So let's take a break. Come back after this. Our temperature is 65. Clouds have moved in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.